The son escapes from the clutches of human life by defense mechanisms pre-programmed into it. It's very hot, for example. That stops people from inhabiting it. There's lots of there's a big lack of natural resources. There's no water to speak of, nor any oil.
Judging by the fact that
there's no trees to cut down.
There are
unskilled
it's a people in the
pretty
world,
smart planet that have no sort of trait. Trait of their face that are completely blank, that have no facial features to speak of. There are a considerable amount of jobs for these people who have no recognizable facial features, who have no nose or any eyes or any lips, a mouth, a chin, an ear. Excuse me.
But there's
Hello?
Something to be said for
The rate they evolve at is pretty astounding. Their genetic makeup is made up of mostly protein and bone matter. There's lots of atoms to them. They're very slithery. They can get under most rocks with the greatest of ease. They live close to water in moist places, because if they were out in the desert, their skin would dry up and they would die. Their skin's always very moist, very moist. It's usually bright colored. It's one of their defense mechanisms. Most predators of the newt are actually scared off by its bright colors and how abnormal it looks in its habitat. It's like you'd imagine that they'd be very dark, and like if they were hiding under rocks or in stream beds. But they're usually very bright colored. And when, say, a wolf comes up to drink out of the stream that they live in, they will see this strange creature. It's wolves are colorblind, obviously, but they will notice that it's very much lighter. Drinking just a little bit of water, because it's been running all morning, and just a little bit of water, and it looks down past its nose and it sees this white gray, really bright creature moving towards it. And what would you do? You would obviously run. You would run.
There's a definite
this very small, odd, strange creature. You would run
chest
right now. I would like to lift it, and actually just physically lift it off my chest, but it's more of a metaphysical angst, I suppose you'd call it, as I just did. And it's so deep-rooted that I can't do it alone. I just can't pull myself to destroy this evil. It's deeply rooted in my existence. There's a lot of anger, a lot of hostility.
It's actually too chaotic for us to understand.
There's a lot of carbon-based life forms. This overwhelming, this overall, this plan that the great core has for us. The leader of the entire world is alone with only a handful, maybe 12 people who follow him. He's the core. He is the sediment. He's swift to judge. He's the leader. He leads us. He's our leader. He takes many forms, that of rocks,
of basic vermin life. The squirrel family. He's very heavy in the squirrel and chipmunk genus. He's heavily populated in most northwestern regions. Seattle, Washington is a very large gathering of him. There's a lot of him in
we must address back into our former selves.
Whereas to Nebraska,
rediscover what it means
so much Northern California,
most definitely,
and
there's plenty there.
And ultimately, he's even
heavily populated over the earth,
and it's not an easy feeling
to take on to
that,
actually stop him,
that
destroy him.
Before
the angels do, really, entirely too powerful.
We need to understand that our lives are holy and sacred, and only the final days of our lives will be accredited for anything. And when we are on our deathbeds, all hell will break loose, so to speak. We will see visions. We will be visited by these flying, for lack of a better term, demons. We'll be visited by them, and we'll see them all around us, and we'll see the battle. We will physically see the battle unfolding before us, of the battle between the angels and devils, between good and evil, and ultimately between God and Satan. And as we all know, Satan aspired to destroy God. He wanted God for himself. He wanted the kingdom of heaven for himself. But God put him down, and he brought him to the pit, and he threw him in. But the devil still roams the earth. The pit was the earth. The devil roams the earth in this pit and feeds upon all the people in the planet. The pit, this pit that we live in, he feeds on us until the final judgment day, when he will be destroyed. He will be put down for good. He will be put into hell.
Fortunately, there is a problem with race
in this country. And most people here rejoice in it.
Foliage,
free from bondage, and all
the green people,
Satan,
followers
will be put away forever, and we will never need
them. On the other hand, I love these people. I take them to my house.
And then I
plant them in my backyard and watch them grow from tiny little saplings. It's full, strong creatures of habitat.
People are the most understanding, committed people I've ever met, and they're persecuted so, and I believe it's wrong to persecute these people. They're smart and funny, and they make the best friends. They're always there for you. They change color, and they amuse us. They amuse us greatly. They blow in the breeze. We can watch them dance with each other. They're always hurt in storms, and they always get hit by bolts of energy from the sky, lightning bolts. They always break in half. They're always persecuted by these people in the sky, and by us. We hurt them, we chop them down, but the sky is the main problem. It hates them dearly. The sky people, they are evil, and personally, I hate
I hate the sky people. I hate them. They are horrible, horrible, dirty people. And I believe that our leader should wipe them out. He should destroy them. They ought to be destroyed. They destroy this. They are the solvent for the glue that holds our great country together. The sky people are taking us apart one by one. They're taking our foliage. They're destroying it, and they're not destroying it at such a rate that it can refertilize our land and grow back. It's just destruction. It doesn't help us in the least. It's bad destruction. It's counterproductive, really.